Blessings, blessings, blessings. Welcome to my podcast. This is Alexander MCK Chileshe. I want us to look at the grace of the fivefold ministry this day. And we're going to draw our strength from the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 11 to 13. And the Bible declares, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Glory. Amen. Now, you see, the fivefold ministry concept germinates from Ephesians 4, verse 11 to 12. You see, so many people in the Christian circles do not believe in the function of the fivefold ministry. And allow me to just expound this a little deeper. I'm going to proffer as much as I can so that there can be an understanding within this 10-minute segment. The fivefold ministry term refers to the five ministry roles of apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher of the word. As I mentioned, found in the book of Ephesians. It is also important to know that this is a biblical blueprint we are given to equip people and grow the kingdom of God. Jesus himself amplified the perfect ministry during his time on earth and was the full embodiment of all the giftings. Because Jesus lives in us, through us, according to Galatians 2:20, we have been called to live as Jesus lived. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. We have also been called to continue the works he began on earth. John 14:16. As believers, we have been given the call to make disciples of all nations. Matthew 28:19-20. And we have been given the mission to reconcile all things to God. 2 Corinthians 5:17-19. Let me speak to somebody. Allow me to explicitate much further. You see, the fivefold ministry is still relevant in this era and in the era to come as it was relevant in the past era. As Ephesians 4, 6, verse 11 to 16 teaches, it's simply telling us that the fivefold ministry should produce things of the Spirit, such as to equip the believers for the works of service, to build up the body of believers in growth and maturity, to create unity of faith, to increase in knowledge about God, Jesus, and the kingdom, you know, to grow believers to be mature in their faith and in their teachings of the sound and understanding of the sound doctrine, to develop strong believers who are secure in their faith, to mature the saints, to be able to stand in the face of challenges and deceits of the world. The fivefold ministry is there to disciple believers in a continual growth with an ever-increasing outward manifestation of love. I hope I'm speaking to somebody. In summary to what the fivefold ministry is or what it should do, I summarize it by saying the fivefold ministry is the framework to grow, build, and mature the body of Christ, to continue the workings of Jesus through the lives of believers. Hello. You see, the fivefold ministry comes with different roles. And you see, I know a lot of people want to operate. No, I am operating in the fivefold ministry. Hello? Yes, we can operate in one of these giftings as a primary and have a secondary of it. Jesus was the ultimate that operated in the fivefold ministry, but upon his ascension, that fivefold was divided. This is why we have learned about the hand of God through the fivefold ministry. Let us start with the apostle. The apostolic position is what is known as a dream awakener in the kingdom of God. An apostle is there to awaken people to their God-designed potential. An apostle can be extremely instrumental in people discovering who they really are. And by being instrumental in helping these people discovering who they really are, they will walk alongside them to get them where they are supposed to be. An apostle will forge new paths in the kingdom, and an apostle is a catalyst for change wherever they go. Glory. Then comes to the role of the prophet. The prophet is what is known as a heart revealer in the kingdom of God. A prophet is effecting, is very effective in revealing God's heart for his people wherever they go. A prophet is accurate to discern God's heart for a particular situation, in a particular season, in that particular era. A prophet is there to help people experience God's voice for the very first time and help them develop hearing that same voice of God on their own in their lives going forward. It's simply saying a prophet is there to manifest direction, to give divine direction unto God's people. Then comes the role of an evangelist. Who's holding the position of a storyteller? My God. An evangelist is known as a storyteller in the kingdom of God. They make the stories of Jesus remarkable. Goodness and love and famousness comes out of it. They are the carrier of the good news, and they partner with Jesus in celebrating people's transformation. Oh my God. An evangelist is there to stir curiosity and the desire to know Jesus. Their life is a living invitation to all to join the family of God. My. Then we jump to the role of the pastor. The pastor is what is known as a soul healer in the kingdom of God. The pastor is instrumental in guiding people through brokenness back to wholeness. A pastor is there to guide people through healing of their soul from the wounds that keep them where they are because of bad past experiences. A pastor creates a safe atmosphere for a family. A pastor creates a belonging in the body. Jesus. A pastor is there to bring fun and enjoyment to God's ministry. And a pastor is there to allow people to feel like they are a part of a greater family, and which they are. Hallelujah. Then comes the role of a teacher. A teacher is known as a light giver. Jesus. A teacher being a light giver in the kingdom of God. A teacher is there to make the truth and knowledge about God accessible to all through teachings. They have an ability for breaking confusion and misinformation into the right information. They are strategic in helping people know the truth of God and also how it applies in their own life. How the word of God, the undiluted word of God, applies in your life. Can I get an amen to that? The fivefold ministry. So when somebody asks you and says, what is the grace of the fivefold ministry? Take them first to Ephesians 6, 11 to 13 and begin to propound it as I have. Let the Spirit of God guide you as you annotate all this good news. May the good Lord be with you all. In the name of Jesus, Shalom.